The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I want to share with you an amazing, amazing story. It's one of my favorite stories, and it's probably one of the greatest stories you could hear. And it was told to me about 7-8 years ago by somebody in my shul. I don't think he gives me permission to say his name, but I told him, I said 100, maybe over 100 times. He said to me about, now he's early 60s, I think he's 62. About 50 years ago, he said he was in the yeshiva in Brooklyn. And he told me that he was a little bit of a troublemaker, you'll see from the story. And he used to get into trouble. And he told me that what happened was, he got sent to the principal, but he wasn't a bad kid, he just, liked to make trouble, whatever. And one day, in the end of the year, he gets called to the principal's office. He comes to the principal's office, and he knows, or who knows what. And the principal gives it to him very strong. Mister, or whatever his name, this is your last chance. You make one more wrong move, you're thrown out of the school, even the summer. It was coming through the summer, maybe a month before the summer. I don't care if I hear any big thing with you, you will be thrown out of the school and never come back, expelled. We had enough, that's it. One warning, one time, that's it. And he got a little shaken up. He said, this is it. He knows. And in that time, this was in the early way, the Cheshem, this is 50 years ago. I told you, 60s. He told me this when he was about 10. He says he wasn't sure if he's in the end of 5th grade or the end of 6th. So we're talking about when he's about 10 years old. 1970s. When I made the Cheshem, comes about 1971. Anyway, there's a sleepaway camp. And a lot of people in Brooklyn, and nowadays also, they go to sleepaway camp. And he went to sleepaway camp. And there was a rule, of course, everybody knows, a simple rule, of course. No one is allowed to bring matches, fireworks, all the things for July 4th, all these things. No one is allowed to bring it at all. And of course, if you do, if they find out, they'll throw you out. So he didn't do it, but there was one boy that brought the fireworks in his suitcase. And he had it in his suitcase, and this boy wanted to do something. But he wants somebody to join him. He does something wrong, he wants another person to join him. And he's looking around, and he sees this boy, the one who told me the story. He says, will you join me? And let's do the fireworks, let's shake up this camp. He goes, I can't. So why not? He says, if I get, there's a rebbe's in the camp also that were in that camp. And he says, if I get caught, and I do this, and I get thrown out, I'm finished with school. They'll throw me out of school. My life will be over. I can't do it. So this boy, 5th grader, says, who says you're going to get caught? Who told you're going to get caught? I will guarantee you, we have a perfect plan. Nobody will catch us. We will do it in a professional way. Nobody's catching us. Now me, being the one that likes to make trouble, I said, I'm on. But make sure I don't get caught. He said, first, when he said the story, I heard the story from him twice. When he first said it, he first said a firework. Later on, he told me it was like a smoke bomb with fireworks, but he had matches. That's the danger. Anybody who hears the story, I know a lot of kids might hear this story, it's dangerous. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's sakana, it's dangerous, but the story is very powerful, so it's kedai to hear the story anyway. Anyway, they took the matches, and they waited where the owner can be around. And now, later on, he told me the owner was very, very strict. Very tough and strict. No moves. Anything happens, that's it. So he knows he cannot get caught. He gets caught, he's finished. So meanwhile, I think it was at night. He didn't tell me, I think the first time, I think it was down at night, and he has the fireworks, him and the other kid, let's go. We got to do it in a way that doesn't catch us. And at first he said it was like a smoke bomb fire. The fire shot out, and poof, the lights out, people hearing, everybody screaming, wow, wow, wow. And meanwhile, all of a sudden, they tried to hide the evidence. The owner comes in. Who did that? Who did that? And he's angry. Who's burning down my camp? I forgot the word. It's called burning down the camp. It's called somebody who likes to make fires. Who? I know somebody's here. Tell me who it is. And he said he was shaking. And right away, they're scared. They're worried. And anyway, little by little, the owner's checking him where. He told me later on how he was thinking maybe he figured it out. And the end result, he found out it was him. It was the other kid. You are leaving camp right now. Now, he can't throw him out right now. He has to get his camp. It's 3 hours away. Get your bags. Pack up your bags. And he said, he was like, oh no. And the other kid, I don't know, he remembers exactly what happened to the other kid going out. But in the end result, everybody's like, whoa. And I think it was the beginning of the summer. Not only is he losing his summer, not only his parents are going to be so mad at him, not only is he not going to be in the camp, he's going to be thrown out of school because his old Rebbe, forget it, he's finished for life. And he's like, oh no, my life's over. And he's like, what should I do? And he goes back to his bunk. He has to get his suitcase, everything ready. I'm calling your parents. They're coming right away. I think they had to wait till the next day because it was the night. Anyway, Bekitzer, he says, he didn't know what to do. He's finished, broken. And here's an announcement. Everybody come to the base. Medrash for somebody's coming to speak. He told me he thinks it could have been Rav Bender from Far Rockaway. It was one of the rabbis there. He doesn't remember exactly who. But it was a speaker. And he gets up to speak. His boys, I want to tell you the power of Yesh Mei Rabba. What's this? And he says a powerful line. I'll give you a little point to hear this. He says, the Gemara in Kufiyat Tes Amid Beis and Shabbos says anybody, that any person in the world, Kol Ha'ayna Am Yishuv Ben Levi, anybody, it says anybody who answers Yesh Mei Rabba with all his strength, which means let his great name, Yesh Mei Rabba, let his great name, Mivarach, should be praised, recognized. Le'oyim Me'amaya, forever, this world, Mashiach Me'amaya, means forever and ever and ever. If you say that with all your strength, which Rashi Taisa says it means thinking of the meanings, they rip up a gezerah. They rip up a decree against you, a horrible decree. Guy's supposed to die, can save his life. Person supposed to chas v'shalom have his house burnt, save his house. He could save tremendous decrees. And he starts thinking, what? And he hears Rabbi Bender speaking about this miracle. What? Wait a second. Right now I have a decree against me. I'm finished. There's not even 1%. Chances of getting out of this decree is under, not 1%. It's probably 1,000th of 1%. If there is, maybe even less. But wait a second, it promised. Shuben Levi says this, and he's thinking about it. And I just add one more story, just a side story. I don't know if he said this story, but I'm just adding another side story. Is in World War I, the Chafetz Chaim said, I have the letter in my notes. There was a letter from the Chafetz Chaim in World War I. He says, everybody should go into the Beis Medrash, into the shuls, answer Yesh Mei Rabba. You could save thousands and thousands of people from death just thinking of the meaning. Yesh Mei Rabba, let his great name be Baruch, should be praised forever and ever. Anyway, this boy hears this. Why not? All of a sudden, the Chazan gets ready to daven. He's davening. And maybe, I think it was the first time in his life, Hashem, I need to get out of this decree. How? I don't know. Yehi Shmei Rabba, let his great name should be praised. And he had kavanah. And he had kavanah. For the first time maybe in his life, he says he started going back to the bunk. And he knew he's finished. And the owner came to him and says, you're going home, but we didn't reach your parents. You're going to stay. I'm calling. There's no answer. Tell me, where are they? I don't know. He says, and those days there was no cell phones. There was, if anybody who was older, 70s, in the 70s was a regular phone. They didn't even have a portable phone, nothing. Regular phone, it just rings and rings. I don't even think there was recordings, rings and rings. He's calling for hours, nothing. Okay, the second they come home, they're leaving. Meanwhile, you're going to stay with the little kids. He told me later on, he said, stay with the little kids. You know, the Rebbe's kids. And he stayed there. And he would eat lunch with them. He says, you're not staying with other kids because you're not in this camp. Remember, you're not in this camp. But the next day, Yehesh Mei Rabba, let Hashem's great name should be praised forever and ever. One, two, three. And nothing's happening. One day passes. 2 days pass. And he knows his parents should be home. He doesn't know what. There, 3 days. And he comes over. Wait, give me your uncle's number. And your uncle, he'll pick you up. He gave him the number. He didn't reach him. And he says, miracles are happening, not normal. 5 days, 6 days, and he's like, he knows any second, but Yehi Shmei Rabba Hashem, save my life. And he told me later on, the owner of this camp was very tough. He never, ever gave a second chance. So this was, it was beyond imagination. About 6 days later, one of the Rebbe's in the camp goes over to the owner. He says, what's happening with this boy? Oh, he's out of camp. We tried to get rid of him, but the parents are not home. I can't send him. He says, he's not really a bad kid. He did something wrong with the fireworks. He said, why don't you give him another chance? And he's quiet. And this Rebbe was a good Rebbe, very good Rebbe. And he says, why don't you give him another chance? He's not a bad kid. He's not hurting other kids. He's a good kid. You see the way he's davening. You see? He says, I guarantee you he'll never do that again. And you know that also. Give him another chance. Now the Rebbe is cornering the owner of the camp. And he's telling him, why not give him? And all of a sudden, the owner, for maybe the first time, he's getting intimidated by the Rebbe. I'll guarantee, I'll help him, I'll guarantee everything will be good. And you know that. And finally he says, okay. The second it came out of his mouth, you know what that means? No more phone calls. He gets the message, he goes nuts. What? I don't believe it. This is the first time ever such a thing. And he was going crazy. He told me he was going nuts. He said, well, I don't believe this. A miracle. Open miracle. How is it? Not possible. He ended up staying the whole summer. But he said, I'm not stopping. If I know this power of Yesh Meirab is going to change, I'm going to continue. He continued throughout the summer. Then when he came to 7th grade or 6th, 7th grade and then 8th grade, he continued. He said, I'll use it to get into Misifta. I'll use it to get married. He continued for years and years and children and grandchildren. And he only told me two lines. Two powerful lines. Number one, he says, I think, he said, I'm doing it now. At that time, it was 40 years ago. I asked him again, he's still doing it. I'm doing it now. It's 50 years. I think all my hatzlacha of life, every good thing, my children, grandchildren, has one kid, one son finishing at Mesechta, I saw him make a see him. He's a Baal Bas of Ben Yerushalayim, but he says, his kid, he says, I see. Bracha, my children. I see, and he's also a rich man. He says, I have atzlacha. I see all my good things in life is only from Yesh Meirab. Everything I have in life, I think, is from this Yesh Meirab that I do with Kavana. Yesh Meirab, let his great name, Hashem's name, should be all blessed, praised all over the world, forever this world, Mashiach and Haba. Think of those words, your life will change. And then he added two words, which is unbelievable. He said to me, I don't know him personally. I don't really know him personally. You know, I know him from shul. He just told me this story. He told me this on Sukkot. I think it was Sukkot. He tapped me on the shoulder. And this man told me the story in Sukkot's time, I think 7 years ago. And he just says, I want to tell you the story. That's how I heard the story from him. And he tells me two words. He says, I saw you saying it. I try to say Yesh Meirab aloud. He says, I saw you saying it in shul. Nice. I like the way you say it, he tells me. Like he says, I want to tell you two words. Don't ever forget these two words, he says. Don't stop. I'm doing it for now. It's 50 years. He says, you're doing it, I don't know, years. He says, don't stop. You'll have bracha. And that's what I want to end off with everybody, the message. You hear this, start now. People don't realize the power of Yesh Meirab. It will save people from dying. It will save people in Eretz Yisrael, all the matzav of wars. You can save people. Don Segel said this over after the matzav, what happened in Simchas Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. He said, everybody should go into the shul and say Yesh Meirab with strength. When you say it with strength in the right way, with koyr, that thinking of the meanings, you will cause bracha. Taisa says to also say it loud, kol ram. He says, when you say it loud, he didn't say scream loud. When you say, hey, Shmei Rabba, say it loud, nicely, with the meanings. You cause tremendous bracha. And Rav Don Segel said this in his speech. After it took a 3-minute speech, he says, a person, he brought a story from the I think it was a Medrash, that said that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol saw the Malach, an angel. And he saw the angel crying with scrolls next to him. And he says, why are you crying? He says, because these scrolls are saying all the bad decrees against the Jews because of sins. And it's so bad. If you come tomorrow, you'll see even worse. And Rishmael Koinko was shocked. And he says, but when they go into shuls, when Klal Yisrael goes into shuls and they say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, the right way, it doesn't continue. It stops right there. I don't know if he was meant, or Don Segel was trying to say that maybe we could have ripped the decree of Simchas Torah. He was trying to say now. For the future, we could save whatever's happening now. We can mamish make hatzalah. And together with this, Be'ez Hashem, everybody will have zechusim. And Be'ez Hashem, in this, that means, what does it mean, Yesh Meirab, that Hashem, we want, care about His name, should be spread all over the world with Mashiach, and we'll have the Gula and the third base of Mashiach. B'mehir, amen, amen.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. Stories2inspire.org